in this divine universal globe of consciousness, sphere of energy, these small little bubbles have come up, which we call our souls, you know, these spirits or souls or beings, or in Sanskrit language they are called jivas. Now, the jiva is the soul. If you look at an individual soul's journey, it is like from a very primitive intelligence, from a very small form of manifestation, maybe from an amoeba to maybe an insect to a bird to a mammal to human beings. This is like a huge journey going on of evolution. Now, a particular soul, if you observe, has traveled through thousands and thousands and thousands of lifetimes, uncountable lifetimes, have changed so many bodies for us to be in this body today, right now. And there are so many who have traveled through this journey and who have come to a point where they don't need to take the bodies anymore. And that state of the intelligence of a soul is called the state of nirvana, state of moksha, state of liberation or salvation. Now, many such amazingly enlightened, extremely evolved beings, souls, are around us, and I feel all of them are doing their small little beautiful work to make this planet, this consciousness, this collective energy of the planet to be more and more beautiful, more and more sattvic, more and more pure and divine. I feel their presence and their guidance a lot. I would say just know that they are helping. And a very simple way is, whatever you want to happen for this beautiful world, whatever is your wish, you just turn that wish into a prayer and give it up. You know, sometimes we say don't give up, but I'm saying give it up, give it to them. They are taking care of things. So if you could just surrender your prayers to these divine souls, they will make things happen.